Please welcome Tom with the Northern Nevada Veterans Coalition and Robert Pereira with the Fernley Reporter on Biggest Little Radio.
We're going to talk today about the special event coming up on Saturday, Wreaths Across America. Before we get into that, I'd like to have you talk to us a little bit about the Veterans Coalition and who you are, and tell us a little bit about the organization.
Well, the Nevada Veterans Coalition is a support group for the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery here in Fernley. And I personally am with the coalition in the Honor Guard. We do services out there almost daily anymore, it seems like, for veterans. We give them a full service. We do a lot of things out at the cemetery.
Is the coalition, do you have to be a veteran to be a member, or can anybody volunteer?
No, you don't have to be a veteran to join the coalition. We have a lot of folks out there that have never been in the service, but they have a good heart and they want to be part of what we do out there. You don't even have to be a veteran to be part of the Honor Guard. I do most of the training out there, so it's always interesting when I get somebody that has never been in the military to learn all the moves that you have to do, the left face, right face, the sort of basic, you know, items that you learn when you're in boot camp. But it's a great feeling to bring somebody along.
How many members do you have?
We have over 50 members in the coalition. We have over 20 members in the Honor Guard itself. That's actually, the Honor Guard is part of the coalition, so we are the ones that do all the services out there in the cemetery.
And are most of the members from here in Fernley, or are they all around Northern Nevada?
Actually, we have members from Fallon. We have members from the Reno area. Not too awful many members from there. Most of them live right here in Fernley.
And how long has the organization been active?
Well, the coalition in itself has been active for years and years. Our Honor Guard has been active in 8 years, actually.
8 years. So Saturday, this is the main thing that I wanted to talk to you about, Wreaths Across America. How did you guys get involved in that, and how long have you been doing that?
Well, we've been doing it since 2007. Initially, it started out with 28 wreaths that we placed on the veterans' headstones out there. It's grown over the years, and for the last 3 years, we've been able to have donations and raise enough money to place a wreath on every veteran's grave. So that's right around 7,000 to 7,500 out there. So we've done a great job in that respect, but it couldn't be done without the individuals that have given donations, sent in wreath donations. The city of Fernley has always been great for everything that we do out there. But we have people in the California area that support the Wreaths Across America as well. So it's a great feeling for us to be able to do this, but we just love to have the public themselves come out, place the wreaths, bring the kids. It's a chance for them to realize exactly what this great country has done for them through the veterans, especially those World War II, Korea, even those that were in Vietnam. So it's a great feeling. I always tell everybody, when you lay a wreath down, take a look at that name that's on there. Just kind of visualize in your mind what that person might have done during his life. Place that wreath with a little reverence and just say, thank you, we remember you. That's what's important.
So this year's event is at 9 o'clock, and I know it coincides with ceremonies all across the nation that go at the same time. It starts at noon Eastern, 9 o'clock here Pacific, and there's cemeteries all across the nation where people are doing the same thing at the same time.
Well, there's over 1,000 organizations right now that do what we do, and ours starts on Saturday, December the 17th at 9 o'clock, and it is simultaneous with all the other organizations across the United States. They even place a wreath on the beach at Normandy. So it's not a small thing that we do, but it gives you great satisfaction.
We're talking with Tom Drawn from the Nevada Veterans Coalition, and just a reminder for listeners, if you'd like to chime in with a question, you can go to the chat box on biglittleradio.com, or you can call the station here at 775-404-1115 with your question for Tom. So for Wreaths Across America, how do you guys get the donations for the wreaths? Is this a year-long thing that you guys work on to collect the money for the wreaths?
Well, actually, as soon as this is over with, in February, we will get together and try to line out what we're going to do next year and get it started, you know, early on. We do a lot of things at Walmart, Scolari's, and the various areas that, and in Fallon, we do that too. Just the normal sit at the door thing, but it's the organizations like the Fernley Rotary that helps us out, and all the Rotaries actually in the local area chip in and buy wreaths. So it's actually quite a big thing for the entire area. I mean, as far as even up in Susanville, out in California. So we have a lot of responses. I have a gigantic email address that I send out. Social media is really great because you send something out, it gets on Facebook, and it just goes everywhere. So I couldn't even begin to tell you where everything comes from. It just comes in, so it's great. We have a lot of folks that care.
So when you get the donations, where do you guys purchase the wreaths, and how do you guys get them here?
Well, this is kind of a unique story. The fellow that owns the wreath company, actually, when he was about 12 years old, he won a contest and went to Arlington. And so as time went along, he was so impressed with what they did out there and all the grave sites that are out there that in like 92, he decided that when he owned the wreath company in Worcester, Maine, that he would send his excess out to Arlington. Well, there were a number of people that came along and they said, gee, we'd like to do that too. So in 2006, with about 250 groups, they started placing the wreaths across the United States at those locations. In 2007 is when we got involved at placing 28 wreaths ourselves. And since then, it's grown. It has grown to 800 wreaths, over 1,200, over to 1,600. And Lord, now we're up to almost 7,500. So it's a great thing.
How did you get it to grow so quickly?
You know, again, social media. I think, you know, putting the word out like we're doing right now through this radio station is great. It's a big help. It gets the word out and lets people know what's going on. But I've had a lot of success with some of the other stations in Reno. Channel 2, 4, 8, and 11 are always great to have somebody come out, cover what we do, give us some airtime. I think that's what it's about. You have to get the word out.
People come on Saturday for the ceremony. What's the ceremony going to be like?
It's a brief ceremony. It's rather scripted because it takes place at the same time across the United States. Starts at 9 o'clock, right on the dot, if your clock's right, and it doesn't take but about 20 minutes or so. The one thing that we do that most other organizations do not do is we have what we call grave specific. If you have a loved one that's buried out there, when you send in your donation, you can indicate on there that it's grave specific for whatever the individual's name is. And then we go out, we'll be out there Friday, we will locate all of those headstones, place a flag on it. So when we have our ceremony, at the end of the ceremony, we will have the grave specifics folks come out and we'll check them off, and there'll be a military escort for each one of them out to the various headstones. That's just something that we do that's a little bit different than everybody else. So I can't say enough about the sailors that come from NAS Fallon that join us in the escorts. It's just a great thing.
Yeah. Go ahead. People come and can people come and place a wreath? Or do they watch? Is it like an organized presentation?
Well, the presentation, as far as the service goes, is what we do. Mm-hmm. It's like I say, it's scripted, but after that we like to have the public take the wreaths themselves, go out and place the wreaths out there. The grave specifics, we try to have an escort for them to go out. We like for them to go out first, and then everybody else comes out and places a wreath. You know, our satisfaction in the coalition is being able to do this. What's important is for the folks to come out there and do that themselves.
So I have a question for you. So they lay the wreaths out on the grave sites. What about the memorials that's on the walls?
Well, we can't place a wreath on each one of those as they're one after the other on top of each other. So we place wreaths along the base of it for that and covers the wall. That's not what our idea. It's the Veterans Administration said we cannot hang anything, you know, on the various niches. So they get covered, and then we have a lot of folks that have donated trees out there. They've donated benches for their loved ones, so they all get covered as well.
Thank you.
So the wreaths, you order the wreaths, and they are delivered here by truck. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, all of the drivers donate their time and their truck to deliver the wreaths everywhere from Maine. We had a load come in today of about 4,500 wreaths, so we have more to come in yet. But these wreaths are packed in ice. They're living wreaths. They're not something that you put together on your kitchen table and bring out here. So they're all living wreaths. They're packed in ice, and then we will put them out and stage them the day before, and then all of the public will come out and do the rest.
What does this mean, you know, personally for you and the other members of the coalition to do this? It's a emotional ceremony and you know, very heartfelt as far as appreciating the sacrifice that those that have served have made.
Well, I can honestly speak for everybody in the coalition and as well as the Honor Guard. We do what we do from our heart because we appreciate everything that the veterans have done for us in the years past. So it's just a great feeling. I think we all do it from the heart. I can't say that enough about what we do out there.
When people come Saturday, they're free to walk around and just look at the names and just kind of reminisce a little bit and just kind of memorialize the people that are buried there.
I you know, absolutely. They come out and they'll wander around before the ceremony. And then after that, that's when they'll go place the wreaths. I personally, for me, I have a brother-in-law that's interred out there. I have one of my best friends from 45 years that is out there in the wall. And I visit those guys every time we have a service, and which we have a lot. We had six last week that we did. So it's just an ongoing process. That's life. Go ahead, Robert. I'm with you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about you know, how you care for the wreaths and what you do with them before they're placed.
Well, actually, right now they're just stacked out behind the building. We won't do anything with them until Friday. Friday we will go out and we will stage them in the various areas. Cemetery personnel will, and we just go out and. We provide the back for them, and so we'll go out there and place them in different areas, because you can have, I'll just pick a number, you can have 10 boxes of 9 each in one section, because that's how many they want to cover there. So they'll be placed all over the cemetery, so that it, in the long run, we're just going to cover every one of those headstones out there.
What type of a crowd are you expecting?
Last year we had over 1,600. I'm shooting for over 2,000 this year. That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And you know, every year somebody comes out there and they're so impressed and they'll bring a friend. And that's how things like this grow, along with what you guys are letting me do here today. You know, you got to get the word out. The folks in Fernley are great supporters of that cemetery out there. They support all that we do. And I can't say thank you to the city of Fernley enough for the support that we get.
We're talking with Tom Drahn from the Nevada Veterans Coalition, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Biggest Little Radio on the air, everywhere.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, talking to Tom Drahn of the Nevada Veterans Coalition. And we've been talking about Wreaths Across America. If you'd like to chime in with a question, you can go to the chat box online at biggestlittleradio.com, or you can call in your question here at 775-404-1115. A couple of weeks ago, Tom, you guys had a special ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery for the Missing America Project. Tell us a little bit about that ceremony and how that came about.
Well, the Missing in America Project is really something that's special to us. You know, you never think about this when in your everyday life, but you have people that pass away, and for whatever the reason is, I mean, I know there's always extenuating circumstances, but, you know, they pass away, the veterans pass away, and they're placed, nobody comes to get them. This is what's sad. So they're placed on a cold, dark shelf in a mortuary covered with dust. And so our job is to locate those along with the, we work with the mortuaries. We have to identify that they actually were veterans. And then after that, we have to go through all the bureaucratic red tape that you have to get them turned over to us. So 2 years ago, just to give you an example, we did 18. Of the 18, the oldest one that had been sitting on that shelf waiting for somebody to come along and say, I'm going to give you the special service you deserve. He'd been there since 1946. So this year, the oldest was 1983. So that gives you an idea of how long they've been sitting there. Nobody ever came along to say, you know, we miss you, we want you, we want to give you a special service. So what we do is we give a full, dignified, respectful service, and we are the family for those veterans. And this year we had a lot of people. I have no idea what the actual number was, but people show up from Fernley, from Reno, and they are the family for those veterans.
I was there for this week's or for this this year's ceremony a couple weeks ago, and I can say what even though it's a group of people that nobody there knew personally, it was a very emotional and very moving ceremony.
Well, I think what gets to everybody is the fact that nobody ever cared. Nobody ever came. I mean, like I say, you know, maybe a veteran was from the East Coast, came to the West Coast, passed away, could have been homeless. Could have been a lot of things that created the problem where nobody was around when he passed away. And there's no paperwork, there's none of that. And so they just sit there until groups like ours come along and try to locate, identify, and then give them the final resting place with the rest of our heroes that are out there in that cemetery.
How do you go about finding those people? That seems like a massive undertaking.
Well, it is, and you're asking the wrong person, but the fellow that's in the honor guard that is in charge of this particular project, he goes to the various mortuaries, works with them, and you know, they'll say, well, we've got 5 or 10 or 15 people we think are veterans here. And so then the work starts, you know, from that point on. They have to identify them. They have to make sure they're veterans. After they do that, then they have to come along and file the paperwork so that those remains can be turned over to us so that we can pick them up. This year we had a nice police escort, motorcycles behind the motorcade, and we brought them out and did the service out at the cemetery.
Now, how exactly is the process? I mean, you've got to go back through service records, and I mean that's a lot of paperwork to go through for a lot of people that records may have even been lost for.
Well, a lot of records are lost. I mean, so it's quite a project to just locate and find out, first of all, that they are veterans. I mean, I'm not personally involved in finding and locating these folks. The other guy that in our honor guard that does that, he's the one that goes out and pounds the pavement. It's not something that takes place in a week or two. It takes months sometimes to identify these individuals. So it's a long ongoing process, and it takes a lot of dedication. And so we have a fellow that he lives in Reno. His name's Fernando Hernandez, and he takes care of all of that.
Similar to that ceremony, you guys do a monthly service, the unaccompanied service on the fourth Thursday of each month. Tell us a little bit about that ceremony.
Well, the unaccompanied resembles in some ways the missing in America. The only difference is that they already are veterans, and for whatever the reason is, their remains are they're delivered out to the cemetery either by UPS or maybe FedEx or taxi or whatever, but they've already been identified as veterans. And so the fourth Thursday of each month, except this year because we have Christmas coming up, so we're doing it this coming Thursday. But ordinarily, it's done the fourth Thursday at 3 p.m. out at the cemetery. And so we go ahead and give the full service, and again, complete with the three volleys, everything. And so we do that. So it's a little bit different than the Missing in America. In that when they show up out there, the paperwork is already there. So again, you know, it's amazing. We have so many people that show up from Reno, Carson City, and Fernley, of course, that come out to observe the ceremony. And again, they are they're the family for these guys. We started out 8 years ago, and the Honor Guard was the only one that was there. But by word of mouth and what we're doing, it's just grown and grown and grown. And so even in inclement weather, can't say enough about the Patriot Guard that comes from all over Fallon. They come out there. They do a flag line. They're there rain, snow, doesn't matter. They show up. So it just makes it a little bit more of a dignified service. But it's the folks that come out there that live in Fernley and around the area that show up, give their time. Takes a half an hour to do the service, so sometimes it's probably longer to drive there than it is to experience the service. So those folks need a really good hand clap and a slap on the back.
You guys do services for regular, you know, just basically, like, I know there's a funeral there today. Are you guys involved in things like that?
We are. We're not doing that one today. You know, Robert, if you show up out there, we'll do a service for you. But basically, we do. Last week, we did six services. Mm-hmm. We probably average, I'm going to say, four services a week, usually. So, you know, what happens is that somebody passes away. Family comes out and they talk to the cemetery out there, and once they've been identified, they pick a date for the service. They contact our dispatcher, who sits down with them and gets all the particulars and whatnot, and trickles down to guys like me. I'm one of the chaplains out there, as well as some of the other things that I do. So it comes down to that. It's sad. I have to tell you that I may be kind of goofy and obnoxious, but those are the kind of things that get to you, get to your heart, because you're dealing with somebody else's grief all the time. And, you know, as you go through life, we all experience our own grief. And so you're out there and you have to deal with folks that are really hurting. And all of the guys that are out there in the Honor Guard, it gets them in their heart. So it's a good thing that we do.
You guys are very active as far as promoting the organization. And do you guys make a lot of appearances and a lot of things to kind of promote things that you have going on?
Well, every now and then we'll get a call from one of the veterans groups or American Legion or whatever, and we'll go in and post colors, you know, for them. We actually got a really nice award from the governor here a while back for being the recognized as the veterans sport group for the state of Nevada. So that was really good. So, I mean, it's nice to be recognized.
The coalition was formerly known as the Northern Nevada Veterans Coalition, and the name was changed to Nevada Veterans Coalition. What was the reason for the name change?
Well, instead of just encompassing Northern Nevada, by being the Nevada Veterans Coalition, we are able to reach out to the entire state. That was the reasoning behind that.
So when we tagged them on Facebook, was it Northern Nevada's Veterans Coalition or Nevada's Veterans Coalition? Because I think I did Northern Nevada.
No, that's fine. You know, okay. Actually, the mailing address here is for Northern Nevada Veterans Coalition,
okay.
NNVC, and then the post office box here in Fernley. But if you're doing something else, it's Nevada Veterans Coalition.
Okay.
What are some of the other services and ceremonies that you guys host throughout the year?
Well, we're really big on Memorial Day. That has grown to the point where I don't even have any idea anymore how many thousands come out for that ceremony on Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a little bit different than Veterans Day, because then we're honoring all those that have given their lives or served in our country as servicemen. Veterans Day is just a day when all veterans are, somebody walks up and says, thank you for your service, which I personally think is the greatest thing that you can do for the young men and women that are serving today. Thank you means an awful lot sometimes. When you're in the service, you feel like people just don't realize what you've given, what the families have sacrificed. So it's just really important.
You know, I find sometimes when I say, I'll say thank you, it's 50-50. Either they say you're welcome, they appreciate that, thank you, and they love it. But then there's also veterans who just, then they're not, they don't, like they don't want the thank you, or they don't want to hear it, or you know, not really appreciative to hear it.
Maybe they just don't feel like what they've done is warrants that. I served in Vietnam, so when I came back, you didn't say that. You didn't wear your uniform, so things were really bad. Now I go down to Scalera's or Walmart, and somebody will come up and they'll thank me for my service, and it's like, well, I appreciate that, because those of us that served in Vietnam, we did not get that. But for me, the guys that served in World War II, Korea, and the kids nowadays, they deserve that. They really deserve to hear the thank you. For me, it's really nice to hear. I appreciate it very much. But I think about the kids that go to Iraq and Afghanistan. They've gone 2 and 3 and 4 times. And so, you know, you go over and you do something like that, and you're expected to come back and be a normal human being. And that's the same thing that happened to guys in Vietnam. They were in country one day and home the next. Well, you know, it's not the same.
But it's still encouraged. It's still encouraged.
I would tell everybody that passes somebody that's a veteran in uniform or out, that just say, you know what, thank you. Because deep down, even though they might not show it, they appreciate it.
Well, then on behalf of us here at the radio station, thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that.
And a lot of the ceremonies and services that you do have are obviously for service members who have died, or whether in combat or you know, later on after their service. But what kind of things does the coalition do for those current veterans?
Well, we do, first of all, this is not about veterans, but every year we do a 9/11 service on 9/11 out at the out-of-town park. We don't always get the number of people out there that we would like to see, for whatever the reason is. Might possibly be because they work and they're not available or whatnot. We try to put the word out, but we do that. Anything that comes up out at the cemetery that the state funding doesn't cover, that we can help out with the monies that we receive, that's what we do. We support whatever they've got going on. So we do a lot of other things besides Memorial Day, Michigan America Unaccompanied. You know, there's just a wide variety of things. We actually have a hands-up house here that we will be placing our second veteran in sometime in the near future. Meets a certain criteria. He lives in that house for free. He's got 9 months to a year to find himself a job, get himself in good shape, and move on with life. And so that's another thing that we do. We cover all those expenses. So even though we get a lot of donations here and there, they all go for a worthwhile thing. We are a very veteran-oriented organization.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Tom, and thank you and to all of the coalition for everything you do for veterans and for those that have served and have given their lives. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Robert Perea from the Friendly Reporter. This is Biggest Little Radio, and talk to you again next Tuesday.